This is really sort of being John Malkovich reenacted inside Edward Lear. Beaver hat, a Civil War gag. At last the savage roar of the linnet unbarred, the thunderclap dachshund. On a torrent of glass, the hooligan fairy mooning the doubt-drear empress in suffocate cuttlefish order. All of the order array, his stairway of grievous pandering. How long by his beard, long alone to die of assault by ether. Fatalities envied like rare stamps. The organ played in an empty chapel, fallen at Balaclava. These stacked diapason clusters bleeding up through his pillow, holy. The nightingale screaming its heart out, fitting complicatedly, tearing a script from the anguish landscape, Sicilian afternoon burn, the nighttime bells too dilute, the printmaker's acid has done for his fingerhold. I, he imagines, quite frequently, patiently, come on my own to die here, in the intimate speeches of suicide knowledge, the greening glade of inverted work. I skipped to the end, where there was no rhyme for silver. What in the end was not mutinous? The grain of regret scraped back in the kitchen baying for kangaroo blood, its given in head turned fancy by churning, grinding, moronic lust and sidelined in holodam grip. The scam of inanimation. Nothing silent but the houseboy underwater, perennial absentee with a half knife. Even the graces of one like Helmholtz way far oblique and milkish. What shall we? Bird. Slide. Grid. In the future, say. The yowl of the grasshopper and the catastrophic peapod. How does the father host these enmities, snug in his own dear wind-cheater harrower home, replete with protruding solitudes for coxcombs, as underneath his plumage, God lies an amputee got up like roaringly silkworm filiomi. He captions it spermicide, noun, to kill one's speed, not a child. The little folks prancing like hammers, the jig of permission denied, we... catch, wretch, fadge. Watch the nude young goat herds descend from the hills. I slept with electrodes attached to my person that ran to the fax machine. The generals are aimless. Their tour bus is all non-smoking now, and the perilous finches rape the air with their blast analogies. Softly glimpsing the ice casts moving, movingly unto weather report force chattering. Casper the Friendly Ghost by Bunyan, skinned for his white voluptuous pelt. We, blazon, frozen, horizon. Meal up corrective skirmishes, let's not for keepsake dwell. Lightning attracts its gaping disciples, as open as the body is shut. The eyes are pasted shut, the mouth is blocked with the code word anus, and the whippoorwill yells down the wire to the fire brigade. Plenty, gadzooks, completion, ornament. Do not presume to love him. Nightly, out of his depths, a tuba, mumming of climate change, moots disfiguring Sally an argument for some bland dish. Ruining the roost, we tread dead, ended. Venture a comedy promotion, plastic surgeons tumbling after. The armature is stiff, the cacophonous bumblebee causes him to retch. Suddenly he invents dayglow. All the youths of Taormina kiss his slogan with open mouths. I quake in the language of Martians. The dusk rats. My blood's gone foggy, he thinks, to a tune. This line cannot be held. The godwits bellow and crash overhead. The aphids make culpable hootenanny. Men in the streets lose physical definition. Little blue flowers on the mind amend. He crowds into solace his reverse upheavals, cutting the lip of how many words for refuse? We, Sterling, Walling, failing, conceded all to the intruder. What matter does not is matter not, is it? What we pummel, camel, imposter, manage to lose, to keep lost, to close out, to keep close, to lose over and over, to coming onto rain lose speed, to no more travel from home. The clamour of pity like the trauma of caterpillar feet on his pillowcase. Now I am become deaf, destroyer of words. But with all these hands for the signing. the dependent smile of a boy called India Rubber, whose memory and form are supple and speculative nonsenses. I wanted to take him home, wanted to take him away. On waking, he found the poem was really an immense wig. I alone, his worst premonition ever, contained or attended the ballet of the organs of the Civil War. Only the form of the boy has survived in the form of the Civil War.